It played out just recently when the governor rejected a $2 billion grant to build a high-speed rail link between Tampa and Orlando. But the issues are how to pay for improving the infrastructure and what would the economic impacts be.
How are infrastructure repairs and upgrades paid for now?
Well, at the federal level, the primary revenue source is federal gasoline tax revenues. But these are calculated based on the volume of gasoline and diesel fuel used. And the problem is that fleet mileage has gone way up as we've tried to make that better. But the consequence has been that federal revenues to support infrastructure, especially roadways and bridges, has not kept up with inflation and is not large enough. Florida has the same type of problem.
How would we address that?
Well, technically, the fix is easy. We would change the way in which we calculate the gas tax from being on a volume basis to being on a dollar basis, make it like a sales tax on gas. And then we could expand that to other fuels if we needed more revenue. And furthermore, then we could have more tolls, more user charges. So technically, it's easy. Politically, it's hard.
Because people don't want to spend that additional money on tolls and what else?
Well, nobody wants to pay for anything if they can avoid it, so that's natural human inclination. But the benefits of these infrastructure programs are very significant. There's no real debate among professional economists that these programs, by and large, have very positive and large economic impacts.
So what are the economic impacts? If we put this money in, what do we get back?
Well, we tend to get significant increases in job growth right from the construction and then substantial improvements in efficiency by the installation of the infrastructure. Now, not every project has a positive rate of return, but most roadway and bridge projects produce very significant positive results. Seaports a little more variable, airports more significant and more positive. The real concerns get to be, you know, would this increase the size of the debt?
And when spending on new projects is proposed, that's generally one of the first concerns to come up. Would investing in infrastructure end up increasing the federal or the state debt?
It could in the short run, depending upon its finance. But that issue pales in comparison to the size of the debt. The real issue with the federal debt really relates to Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. Those are structural problems. They are so large that unless we deal with them, we'll never fix the federal debt. So by contrast, this investment in infrastructure is small, and it creates very significant economic benefits in the long run and the short run to economic growth. So if we skimp on investment in our infrastructure, we can't grow the economy. And it really, as I said, doesn't have much to do with the fundamental problems with the federal budget, which has everything to do with Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, which are entitlement programs.
So it's a drop in the bucket for the debt.
Arithmetically, that's exactly right. But it's not a drop in the bucket in terms of the economic consequences.
And there's often the concern that new spending would increase the size of government. Is that an issue here?
No, it's not an issue here. That's a red herring because the bureaucracies that would install this infrastructure already exist. The Florida Department of Transportation, the Federal Highway Administration, they're already there.
What would you like to see happen in terms of infrastructure investments here in Florida and in the Orlando area in particular?
Well, I think Orlando has done a pretty good job. Our expressway authorities have built significant expressways. We have a good airport. And it really sort of sets us apart. Now we could do a lot more. SunRail will help. All Aboard Florida will help connecting those things. On a statewide basis, what we really should be embarking on is a significant infrastructure program. It would generate jobs and income. We have spoken many times, you and I, that Florida's economy is underperforming. We could do much better. By positioning our state with better infrastructure, better roads, better schools, we would be much more competitive. We could readily pay for those if we wanted to expand our gasoline tax, if we wanted to use more user charges, and more public-private partnerships, which in fact the state has begun to do. That is how I-4 is to be improved. That is how I-95 in South Florida was improved. So we could do a lot more of that and would give us tremendous economic benefit if we did.
Explain public-private partnerships for me.
In the Miami area where I-4 was improved with toll lanes, private investors actually provided the money and they are being paid back from the toll, so the state did not have to incur that debt. Regrettably, we didn't do that for the rail link between Orlando and Tampa, but at least we did it for I-95 and I-4, and that's why we could be much more aggressive.
Thank you very much for your time, Hank.
Thanks, Nicole.